views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott. How are you? And my guest and my co-host today here on KCNR 96.5 FM is none other, our one and only Mike Huber from Estate Granite.
It is such a pleasure to be here today,
good
Linda.
Good morning.
Thanks for the intro. Remember, I do have a sidekick here.
You have a sidekick, and let's see, your furry friend is?
Furry friend is Griffin.
Griffin, So it's like, is he your therapy dog?
Oh, my gosh, more than that. He's my co-pilot. Wherever I go, he's with me, hanging out the side of the car or the razor. He's doing something. So.
Oh, he's a good boy. Well, thanks for being with me today, and you're going to be sitting in that chair all day long. We've got a lot of things to cover, but let's first do the weather. And well, first of all, let's talk about Shasta Regional Medical Center always brings us the news. When we do that 5-minute news in the morning, every hour on the hour, that is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you know that they are a huge supporter of downtown Reading, sponsoring many downtown-focused events and encourage our community to shop local. At the helm, we have Pat Karch. You are producing a show today.
Hey, good morning, yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. You guys look good. Good to be here.
Well, thank you. What's going on? I hope I – let me see. Am I getting – okay. I'm not sure – if I'm doing this, I'm moving things. Okay, so let's talk about the weather real fast, and then Pat, we're going to get to, like, you were at the meetings last night, but it's currently 54 degrees, mostly a sunny day with a high of 66, overnight lows of 45, slight chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 59, and Thursday night low of 48. Friday calls for chance of showers once again, Saturday mostly sunny, Sunday sunny once again with 68. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Pat, good morning, and you have a couple things to cover. You were in, you were in meetings last night about South City Park. And you wanted to talk about North State Giving, so hit it.
Yeah, well, last evening the city council heard some proposals from Kim Niemeyer, who runs the Parks and Recreation Department for the city of Reading. Kim's been working at that job for a long time, and she's really in touch with what happens in the parks. And they've done a good job with the Victor Parks and various parks in our area. But the South City Park for a long time has kind of been a thorn in the side of folks. People have been afraid to go down there. You know, there's a homeless population. And so she has developed a plan and wants to put that forth and is looking for community involvement. They're going to have a series of three, I believe, workshops. One will be online and two in person. And they're going to be asking people to, you know, bring their input to the table and talk about that. And the proposals included a variety of things, you know, some new play equipment right across from Safeway. That area used to be, when I was a young man and had a young family and I lived up here in West Reading, we would go down to South City Park. There was a great playground there. Mm-hmm. And then eventually that all got pulled out. And so she's looking to make that a family-friendly place. You know, we have, of course, the ball field and Rick Bassetti's efforts there. We have, you know, my favorite, the Italian club has the bocce courts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just as a side, you know, bocce is growing. Pam and I coach a bocce team at Reading School of the Arts. We had 30 sign-ups of kids, and we had our first tournament a couple days ago with them playing against their parents. So,
you know, I've never played bocce ball.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, Linda.
I have friends, really good friends, the Michelacs. They actually put in a bocce ball situation,
a court, yeah,
behind their house. And but I've admired people that are really, and of course you were Italian of the Year, Pat,
in 2011.
Yes, you were. A really big honor.
Yeah, Mike. Don't forget, Mike, if you want to kiss my ring before you.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. Part of the whole being Italian. You play accordion.
Yeah, accordion,
make
bocce,
good food, drink, and play bocce ball,
drink grappa. You know, it's all part of the package.
Yeah.
So anyhow, it's a great plan. If people want to know more about that, they need to contact the Parks and Recreation Department and get involved in that, because it is it's a jam right here in the center of the city.
And we know we love Tiger Field,
Sure.
North State Giving, did we talk about that?
North State Giving we had on yesterday. Carrie, who runs that foundation, was telling us and reminding us that on November 30th is North State Giving Tuesday. And there are hundreds of nonprofits that are part of that, and they partner with the North State Giving and the foundation. So you have one single spot that you can go to contribute to, you know, whatever endeavor you want to see, a nonprofit. And she talked about that. And so remember, folks, to mark your calendar, especially for end of the year giving, which some of you do. That's a great place to go and literally shop, one-stop shopping. And, of course, you'll be shopping for Piano Angels, right, which I...
Of course, you have to give a plug. Of course. Yeah. That's your love.
Absolutely.
You took it over from Frank Strazzarino, who I've had on my show numerous times and was a great guy. And I always love the intention behind it. You know, I always think about what's the intention. And I love the fact that you have this musical instrument that has been loved, and maybe it's been in the family for years, and you're not really sure. Maybe you're downscaling or you're downsizing or whatever it is, and you just would like to be able to see that the memories and the love from that musical instrument go into a home to fill another family full of this love and treasure. And that's what the Piano Angels does.
That's exactly right. We're up to nearly 300 pianos. Can you believe that we've moved from homes to into the homes of families that want them? So anyhow, North State Giving, there are a lot of great nonprofits in there, folks, on November 30th.
Okay, November 30th is what?
North State Giving Tuesday.
Okay. I was thinking it was yesterday, but it began yesterday.
Yes, the early giving started yesterday.
Okay, excellent. All right, so North State Giving. Okay, now let's move our energy over to Mike Huber. And, wow, okay, so you're going to be here co-hosting this morning, and you have all kinds of things to discuss. But we all know that you are the owner, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Well,
let's talk
you.
A little bit first about your service, and we have something special happening here this morning that we are going to unveil and launch in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Maybe at the next break. But let's talk a little bit about your service.
Linda, I was right out of high school, I went in because I wanted to go to college. I wanted to pay for it. My parents weren't going to pay for it. If you notice a theme,
I didn't
pay for my
tuition. I get it.
Well,
we'll work for it.
Well, that's right. And hence I get to do what I do now because, you know, they're being incredible kids. But the Army was I went and spent 3 years there and got out, went to Shasta College for 4 years, didn't quite get my degree, but I worked on it, and just been in the community ever since. And
how did you get involved with this niche of going into granite and stoneware and artistry, metalware? How did that, was that something that you grew up knowing?
Yeah, so interesting thing. My dad had a business, and so when growing up, I got to do everything, welding, painting, body, you know, some racing. And before I was 18, I learned a lot of stuff, which was kind of cool.
So were you working on cars as a kid then? You were bonding and like metal bonding or whatever that's called when you bond metal, whatever.
Well, interesting thing is my dad had a big shop and liked racing and had a shop for him. So I got into racing early on.
Yeah.
But that's why it was in my blood.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
I hadn't came back since 18 until I turned 50. So then whoa.
Oh, yeah, you're back in it hard now.
Oh,
die hard.
I have problems.
No, that's okay. It's better to have, at least you're not, falling over drunk at a bar stool.
Oh, no.
So this is good. You know, it's infectious. It's positive. You do good things with it.
And so that's why. I know now that, I do all these things, but it's really because I have to give back. And there's just so many opportunities that we can see. And this is just a little niche we've gotten into with the autocross and stuff. And so we're going to have Rob Burrows in this next session. And because he was our we wanted to donate, our club wanted to donate to a veteran organization this year. So we decided, we decided on his. So we actually got him involved a little bit, and it's a good sport, and it's clean, and it does promote a good quality of a skill.
And a family. Like you said, with your kids, you can have your kids out there and say, pass me the wrench.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, in just in the autocross racing world, It's a short thing, so it's an intense little environment.
It's a long time to get good.
Yes.
So, all right. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got some special surprises. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Bott. We're going to Carl is on assignment. We'll talk more about that later. And Mike Huber from Estate Granted is my co-host today. We've got a lot of good stuff happening, and of course the sheriff will be on at 8. It's 54 degrees on the 17th of November. We're going to have a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
How people make things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a wonderful Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Our menu includes prime rib and a roasted turkey carving station with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Various seating and table options starting at $150 plus fees. For seating times and table selections, call 1-800-280-UWIN. See WinRiver.com for details. Thanksgiving is better at the river.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Life. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
I've got you deep in the heart. Well, okay. Oh, you would know Pat would bring in a little bit of Sinatra this morning as we're like ramping up. Okay, good morning, everybody. Guess what you're listening to? Hopefully 96.5 FM on your FM dial, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, or you're online at KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bott. You know, Carl's on assignment. I'm going to give you a quickie. He and 14 other Northern California firearm instructors are heading on their way to Pahrump, Nevada, where they're going to be taking a five-day intensive shooting class, upgraded and updated and be down on their bellies. And he's got his knee pads and elbow pads, and they're doing the whole thing, five intensive days in Pahrump. So that's where Carl is, and he is on that special assignment, and they just left early this morning. So I'm here today with my wonderful co-host, one and only Mike Hoover.
Good morning, Linda.
Yes. From Estate Granite and so many other things. The racing club you're representing, we've got special guests in with the Spit. I want to do a shout out to one of our somebody you use as well.
Crack Masters. Jeff down there, veteran-owned business. I mean, I had an issue, and I didn't. There again, you don't want to replace your windshield.
No.
And if it's a chip or a crack, he goes down there, pulls the car and fixes it. The guy's amazing. So do that before you replace the windshield.
No, I'll tell you what. I had a brand-new Jeep, and I only had it 2 weeks, and it cracked on the freeway, with a rock, and it was right in a place that, for me at that time, knowing what I know now, I would have never replaced that windshield, because no matter how hard we try, it never was the same. It's never the same. It's the original one that comes out of the factory. So anyway, so now Carl, of course, you know, we've had chips and cracks, and even if it's right there within your view, within your sight, It's amazing what he can do, and he stands by his work. So thanks for giving your testimony. Okay, Nigel Skeet is with us this morning. Nigel, hi.
Good morning.
You should know better never to have an uncovered cup in this. not allowed.
Well, I knew Carl wasn't going to be here.
Oh, no. Ooh. I am stricter than he is. Right. You're dealing with the witch lady here. Right. Only because I've done it before, and I've burnt up my computer with a bottle of water.
Hey, at least the stone, the table can take it. It's,
and that's right. We have, and here comes Pat going, here's the top. I went, that's right. In fact, in the studio here, we do have this wonderful, when we went FM a couple years ago, Mike designed this table for our studio. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Nigel does all of our photography, and he does such an excellent job. So I feel like I'm in great hands with both of you guys. Nigel, what have you got on your plate today?
A lot.
Okay, so, but you're here to talk about.
Well, so our show has been really good on Saturday morning.
Okay.
California Adventure District.
Yes. California Adventure District.
So it's basically been about what's happening in our top 12 counties, right?
Okay.
And people love it. But one thing they've said is, well, you're telling us what to do on the weekend. On the weekend.
I'm so excited.
Can you tell us ahead of time?
All right, exactly, because on a Saturday, it's maybe already like, get over there, you got 40 minutes, and you're in the middle of it. All right. Well, that makes sense.
So that's one thing.
And then, that's excellent feedback, though.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then the other thing is, I've been sitting on this this thing with Reading that I've wanted to do for a long time. And I've been here 12 years, and I always kind of thought the one thing that's missing from Reading is a well-thought-out, designed events calendar. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Like, if you're going to be coming to Reading in February of next year, hypothetically, you can look at what is on the calendar in that month. And many cities have this, because I know that if I'm traveling someplace, I want to see what's happening. Like, just anywhere. You know,
well, I spent
who's in concert, what's happening, et cetera.
So I spent 25 years in L.A., and in L.A., everybody was conditioned on Thursdays to pick up the L.A. Weekly.
Right.
To see what was going on that weekend, or maybe the weekend after.
Right.
So I've been sitting on Reading Weekly for a number of years now.
Nice.
And thought, you know, now's the time, I think.
I think it's because, the time. We have all this expansion going on.
A lot of things happening.
And you close your eyes right now, and it's moving so quickly that it's blowing up overnight.
That's right. And so The last 2 years have been kind of interesting for the world, obviously, including our community. And I think we'd be surprised with how many people have moved out.
And how many people have moved in.
But exactly, how many people have moved in. And they're getting acclimated, right? And there's some great people who've moved in. And we have increased number of flights.
Right, that's just fantastic. I mean, direct.
And there's more on the docket.
Right, we're going to be taking the first. Well, we're taking the first inaugural flight. I don't know where we're staying yet. From Reading to Las Vegas, January 6th. We booked it that day.
I figured you would.
Well, you know, it's not. I don't go to Vegas like. I used to, you know, live there and work there.
I know. Well, I figured,
it's changed so much. I mean, it's fun, but, you know, but I want to support this. I want to support the fact that they are launching this and they're doing great things. Avello and, the people at the Reading Airport. Go on.
Right. So there's a lot of people coming in and there's more flights on the docket, for next year and the year after that, I believe. So to kind of, get people here acclimated to what to do over the weekend or the weekend after that and pick up the Reading Weekly. Go to readingweekly.com. Love our partnership with Enjoy Magazine with James.
Yes.
So I think at some point we'll do an insert and maybe try to find a way to do a weekly, maybe even a weekly two-pager or four-pager for the community. Reading Weekly, this is what's coming. This is what's coming.
So you had this wonderful idea, and it's going to be called the Reading Weekly?
So it's going to be Wednesday evenings, 6 to 7 p.m., drive time, right? So we'll devote the first half hour at least to Reading, and then we'll branch out into what's happening in the rest of the Northern California.
I love it.
So we have at least 5 minutes of Humboldt every show, because as fast as our airport is growing, Humboldt is growing equally quickly.
Okay.
Their university is being redesignated a Polytechnic University, so now it's one of four in the state.
Oh wow!
And they have all of their flights coming, almost the same amount as what we have. And there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot going on here. So it's turning out that Shasta County and Humboldt County are the two anchors for our Northern California. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What roughly is the population in Humboldt?
You know what? I don't even know. I think it's a two-thirds of what we have. It's definitely a lot less.
Okay.
Right?
But they have a lot of air traffic, though.
They have a lot of air traffic.
Okay.
You know, the university played a major role.
Right. Which is a beautiful university, by the way.
And they obviously have one of the world-renowned, I'm going to say marketing spots, and that's the Redwoods.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. Avenue of the Giants and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Those things are world famous, just like our Mount Shasta, right?
Right, right.
So
Gateway.
It's kind of funny how we balance each other out.
Right.
You know? And there's also a lot of people travel. I didn't even know this. I think it's like 3,000 a day that travel back and forth. Maybe not a direct line, but between Reading and Humboldt every day. Right? So it's like.
Really? There's just a two-lane highway.
This little corridor here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that actually. I don't want to say commute, but they go back and forth to Humboldt all the time.
Gosh.
So the whole goal for me with California Adventure District, in general, is to elevate our areas, right, and to give a little bit more of a global market.
All right. So that show begins when?
Next Wednesday, the 24th.
All right. So you're going to launch the 24th. Perfect time.
Yep.
It's the holidays.
Yeah, with James.
Oh, excellent. So now you're going to, you're going to get to tune in here, folks, at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're going to hear Nigel. You can go online. And, you can always go afterwards after Wednesday night on Thursday or later on the Wednesday night. You can hear it in the archives.
That's right.
Which is really important. Are you going to build a website around this?
Yeah, readingweekly.com. You can already go there and subscribe.
Fantastic.
We're building the calendar on the back end, and there's so much coming to this our area. The Civic is full, right? Cascade's got a lot of great stuff going on. Even though it's out of the area, the other Rolling Hills Casino, and there's a bunch of other areas. And of course, next year is election season here, so we kind of want to jump into that too.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Oh, awesome. So glad to have you with us this morning, and know that your show is going to be transferred to Wednesday nights at 6.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts here?
No, I'm glad to see Mike here. We're flying the flag with the
whoop, whoop.
with our Bigfoot
lead.
Shirt.
So,
awesome. That is awesome. I just really tuned into that. Bigfoot in the middle of the foot. Okay,
yes.
I believe. I like it. I like it. How could you not believe? I've seen so many documentary specials on Bigfoot, and it's really, I enjoy it.
Well, that's the other thing that Humboldt has is Bigfoot. Bigfoot, to be honest with you, out of everything,
is the number one draw.
Bigfoot is number one, and I've met a lot of people
through that. Now, do we have to take a break? How many minutes do we have? Ready to go. Okay. Well, thanks, Nigel. We'll cover this another time, all right? We're going to talk about Bigfoot. Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a break
here.
We'll be right back. KCNR.
It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. We're shaving razors cold and it sings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to us?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Crank it up. Crank it. All right. What does that make you feel like? Mike Hoover's my guest this morning. And you are listening to KCNR. It's 54 degrees in the downtown studios today. Looks like we're going to have around 66, mostly cloudy tonight with overnight 45. So that's just the daily forecast. So you know, right now it's beautiful outside. Sun is shining. Mike Hoover is the, we're just hanging out these 2 hours this morning. We've got the sheriff coming in at 8 o'clock. And,
how'd you sleep last night, Linda?
Oh, we got to do our sleep number, don't we? Well, even though it's not our sleep number, we both have a sleep number bed.
I love my sleep.
No, actually, I threw my back out this last 2 weeks, and it was one of those quick things. I mean, I had a tooth infection and a root canal, and I think because I had that going on in my body, for some reason, I just picked up a potted plant to put it out to get the rain. I love to put my plants out in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled my back that turned into a sciatica. It was just one of those friggin' nightmares. So, anyway, my sleep number, it's taken a couple weeks, but I am adjusting the bed to, and then I loved, last night I used the foot warmer.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
I have the double, the split top M8, so I can sit up, put the feet up, and I had the foot warmer. I'm telling you, I was
you
in
get. That's
heaven.
Kind of a cool thing.
Oh, and you can put a timer on it. And it doesn't have, and you can split it, so you don't have to have the foot warmer for both sides.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yours is better than mine, but I love mine.
But you love yours?
But I run mine like at 90 or 80.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I run it hard because I'm, yeah. And that's the only bed you can do. You want to be hard, you want to be soft,
yes.
Whatever. It's
yes. Do you ever take it down?
No, I'm not a soft person because
okay.
I feel like I'm being
right.
Sucked in.
Getting, yeah, yeah. Concave.
No, I like it on the higher end.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But
well,
amazing
good.
Product.
Amazing product. So our Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center, and you just heard a wonderful call to action from Mike Hoover. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss Sleep Number's Veteran Day special that still is going on. It's the 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, and you get premium home delivery, too, because these guys come in and they do it. They just make it happen. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. And in walked our special guest this morning, Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
And happy because once it's, you know, it's never just a day for veterans. It's always.
It's a month.
It's not just the month. It's really thank you for your service, for what you've done. We happen to have a couple things that we celebrate through the year, Flag Day, Veteran Day. But thank you, Rob, for your service and for your morning show that's on our Saturday mornings here. How are you?
Running as usual.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going and going and going. You know, for the Northern California Veterans Museum, every day is Veterans Day for us.
Yes.
And so we have a couple different nonprofits organizations underneath the museum. With Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and Silver Star with Veterans and Widows. And then at Christmas time, we have Christmas for the troops. And so we are constantly involved in honoring our veterans with the museum and remembering and honoring them. And then when the holidays come around, it's double duty to make sure that we take care of them through the holidays. We'll be feeding over 100 military families at Christmas and Thanksgiving. With turkey meals and ham meals.
How can we be involved with that? Our listeners are probably wondering, okay, you know, COVID had a way of, I think, in my mind, for many people that I talk to, they are maybe disconnected in a way of what rituals or routines that they did at one point, where every year they did this, and of course we're not doing it this year. There's been so many events that have been canceled. How can somebody listening right now give them a call to action on how they can help you?
Right now we are doing a food drive for the holiday meals, and so every Friday at the museum office at 2110 North Street, we are receiving from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., we're receiving any items that want to be donated, food items, for the military family program, and also for items that we're going to be shipping overseas to the troops. And so we're taking all different types of dry goods, canned goods, and things like that for the families. And then also any kind of candies and jerkies and nuts and things like that. Letters from home that say thank you for your service. Any of those items about the size of hotel toiletries and things along that line. But washcloths and wiping towels and different things like that. all of those items are things that they do not receive while they're in, they're at duty unless they can buy them at an exchange, especially if they're deployed. And most of the boxes that we'll be shipping overseas will be going to forward deployed troops. So they won't have anything unless they took it with them or it's available by somebody shipping a box to them full of goodies and items that they can utilize, or if it's at the exchange. But like when we were running convoys in Iraq, by the time we got back from a convoy and got to the exchange, it was empty because of everybody else that was there on the base in Fallujah. And so there's, you know, it's like going to Walmart during the middle of COVID. The shelves were bare and there's onesie twosie items. And a lot of times you picked up stuff because you needed it, not because you liked it.
So you can take some homemade jam.
Well, for the local people, we won't ship glass overseas.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll take anything along those lines to give back to families in our community.
All right.
But we won't ship those overseas. No glass in the boxes.
Okay. So the towels, the wipes, the toiletries, like little plastic.
Yes.
Plastic things.
So little mouthwashes, shampoos, toothpaste, toothbrushes mm-hmm. are always good because you can use them for yourself or your weapon or your, mm-hmm. your equipment to clean. Excuse me. And so all of those items are very important. Anything that you could think that you might need in an emergency situation are items that they would need to receive.
All
little
right.
packets of Kleenexes are always really good because you can throw them in your gear and you have them when you need them. Those things you may not think they're very important, but they are very important. Ziploc bags, because they can put their gear in those or their toiletries and things and they don't leak all over when they stuff them in their to-go bags. All those items are really important. And then anything that you would want to have for your own holidays, we would like to receive those items to give back to the military families here in our communities. We'll be, it won't be just be Shasta County, it'll also be Trinity County. And if we get requests from other, veterans in the other areas, then we'll take care of those too during the Christmas and the holidays.
I love this. I will say that, you know, Mary and Carl, we're going on being, we're together almost 15 years now. I guess it's hard to believe that I've been, in Reading since 2005. So I then quickly met you, and you both had somehow served kind of in the same region at the same time.
Yeah, Fallujah.
Yes. And I have watched you through the years and have seen this you are boots on the ground. You may not be there, but you're here still with the mentality of being boots on the ground there every single day. You're doing something for the troops every day.
Every single day. I mean, my life is 365 military.
Yeah, and I don't know if people really understand that about Rob Burrows. You don't see him sipping a Mai Tai off on a vacation, and if he was, he's going to visit a military base.
Or his kids.
Yes.
My Marine Corps son, yes.
Oh, thank you for his service, too. Go ahead, Mike,
that's
please.
That's why we're here today, because we want to honor you guys, because our racing club, Trinity Turn Club, we do nominate a nonprofit every year, and whatever we make throughout the year, we donate back to them within a year. So you were chosen this year.
Thank you.
And so we're just a local, we sponsor grassroots motorsports events, a lot of just automotive enthusiasts here in the North States. So when we held these fundraisers, we want to do it for, you know, something. So there was a lot of sponsors that came through. For you. So we ended up with $3,500.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Can we hear an applause?
That's awesome.
And so that was just...
I wish I could say, I hope you, if you're online right now and you're on the FaceTime or whatever we are here, that they can see that face, because that was a beautiful light that came from your eyes just then.
Well, you know, we were expecting $500 maybe, or under $1,000, because it's tough right now.
Oh, I know.
And so that's just fantastic. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of companies that stepped up. Napa Auto Parts, Mack Tools, O'Reilly's, Snap-on Battery Systems, Dutch Brothers, Chevrolet, Naked Coffee, S&K Bowen Clinic. There's a lot of people. Perry's Automotive, he donated a lot. He's one of our founding people, and so he was really instrumental in it. Jerry McNeely, there's a lot of people that help out. But our club itself, we're just a bunch of, you know, we want to help people out. So if we can do that, it's
well, you know, one of the things is every dollar that's received for the museum stays in our community. Yeah. We invest back into businesses in our community when we have to buy different things. We want to make sure that the dollars that are earned here stay in our community, and that feeds right back to the people that help support this organization. These veterans in our community are the ones that are in need, and the ones that we take care of, and the ones that we honor. And so these are family members, or mothers, or fathers, or an aunt, or an uncle, or somebody, a businessman, or a customer that comes in that's a veteran. All of these items that come to us, they literally go right back to our Northern California community. And so we're probably one of the only organizations that doesn't buy out of the area. And so, and if we can't buy it, sometimes we just create it because of all the different things that we're doing. And so, one of the things we learned in Estabes is maximum utilization of available resources. And that's what we do. I mean, we use, we turn nickels into dollars is what we do. Mm-hmm. And so by doing a lot of things in-house, we're able to recreate, we're able to save labor, we're able to be able to do things where other organizations may not be able to because they have to buy out or they have to pay personnel.
Yeah.
And we're a labor of love organization. It's all volunteers.
And we thank you for that. And
that's very welcome.
That's why we want to give back and help you out in any way we can. So Giving Friday is every coming up?
Yes, it is coming up, and we will be a part of that. So if you'd like to donate to the Northern California Veterans Museum, when you donate to the museum, it's not just the museum. It also goes to Homeward Bound. It goes to take care of our military widows in our community. Once again, some of that money will go to help pay for the boxes that will be shipped overseas. So it's, once again, the dollars that come in are split up, and they go back into the community in many different areas. And that's what we're all about. That's our mission statement, to honor our veterans and to take care of those that are with us now.
And as you, many of you know that KCNR, this is a veteran-owned business. You know, Carl, being the veteran, and we have many people that, of course, the two of you, with your veteran show, Rob and Mike, you're a veteran-owned business. SST Oil, Shasta Gas Propane, we can go on and on. Crackmaster, Alliance Heating and Air. These are all veteran businesses. I can go on, and I probably need to go through our stuff and remember too who has served in our country that have served our country and have businesses. And we love, there's a camaraderie with veterans that have served. They can understand things without saying a word that we, the layman, who have never put our lives on the line that way, know. I've seen it with my own husband. There is a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a familyhood that happens with people when your life depends on another person. It's a whole different energy.
It becomes camaraderie.
It comes camaraderie. So we're going to take a break. Thank you for joining us this morning. Again, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of our veteran-owned businesses, SST Oil, Monitor Heater, Toyo Heater, Toyo Water Heater. Call today to schedule an appointment. 20% off maintenance special. Give them a call. Serving Shasta, Siskiyou, and all around us. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked as the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
And welcome back to our morning show. Yeah, you're just a shadow. Shasta Gas Propane. I'm amped. How are you? Guys, are you saying?
Oh, we're doing well.
All right.
Thank you. Very well this morning.
Yeah.
We're amped.
Yeah, we're amped. Okay, 54 degrees in the downtown studios. How is everybody on this Wednesday? It is the, oh my gosh, 17th, and you know, it's just very quickly we're going to be in Thanksgiving.
It's going fast, very fast.
It's really going fast. With Rob Burrows is with us this morning, and of course, I'm here. Carl's on assignment. He will be on assignment the rest of the week. The sheriff will be here at 8 o'clock. We ask Rob to stay over because there's some really good, fun stories you need to hear this morning, and Mike Hoover is sitting in. Thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
And if you just tuned in, Rob, you just donated your driving company, your racing company.
Yeah, the Trinity Turn Club. We just donated the Heritage Veterans Heritage Center. Our proceeds from this last year for all of our stuff we've been doing, and we donated that just because we're a nonprofit, and
yeah.
You know, we really need so much. So it was a pleasure to do that. And I think I got you out there running. So
$3,500. That's just a generous amount.
It is. Right now is the best time in the world for us to be able to utilize it because we have so many needs through the holidays.
Now you were saying, the reason I please stay over because I wanted to hear, and I think our listeners would find the story fascinating just in the day. I mean, you think about, okay, museum, you know, we've taken tours from museums and we know that there's art that goes up in the presentation when things come into crates and you have to do these kinds of things. But there's so much more that you are doing. Yesterday you spent 14 hours. Can you share with our listeners, just for example, what you're currently in the process of doing?
So we have the property for the Veterans Museum. We just got all of our water authorized by the state of California and by Shasta County, our well system. So we are our own private water entity in Shasta County because now we have a private well for public use, which is very, very rare in the state of California.
Oh, my gosh.
Let alone in Shasta
County. How'd that happen?
Lots of prayer, lots of hard work.
Oh, man.
So it's
good for you.
Because it took us 2.5 years to do this process just to get our water authorized. And so that was the key item for us to be able to utilize the property and to move forward with everything. If that didn't happen, then we'd really be up against the wall.
Right.
So that was a key factor. It's happened. We're thankful for the state's Water Department. We're thankful for Environmental Health at Shasta County for stepping up and allowing us to be able to become authorized to be able to do this. We met all the needs, and we became qualified.
That's a story in itself. That's a headline.
I mean, it has been, like I said, it's a long tale about how we had to go about doing it, but we finally came to the point.
You were persistent.
Yes, you have to stay on top of things. You just can't get discouraged. And I get discouraged all the time, but tomorrow's another day.
Right.
Excuse me. So we just get up and we just keep on going. And so, like I said, yesterday we just received from one of the gentlemen here in our community. He had an old World War II Quonset hut on his property right off Palisades next to I-5. And I've been working on this for 5 years to get this Quonset hut. And finally he called and said, hey, we're not going to utilize it. Come get it. So yesterday we took all the skin off of it. Today we'll be taking down all the spars and the framework off of it. Once again, it's a World War II Quonset hut, which is the round metal buildings that were used in the South Pacific and in Europe during World War II. They were put up by the Seabees. So who's taking it down? A Seabee.
You know, my dad was in the Navy, and my dad, I remember growing up him talking about Quonset hut. And how do you spell it?
It's Quanstit, Quonset hut.
And it was put up in the Pacific during World War II.
They were pre-made. They were packaged, put in crates, and they were shipped over on all the ships, and they offloaded them, and they just built them everywhere for housing. There was expedient housing for all of the military, Marines, Seabees, Navy, Army, Air Corps, anywhere you went. That's what they used for their buildings.
And so this guy here in Redding has an authentic, and you're disassembling it to put it and reassemble it that you will have as an example. This is during World War II. This is what people lived in.
That's right. And so that will be on the museum property. So we're constantly, it's called forward ops. So we're constantly, or future ops, we're constantly putting together displays for when the property goes, boom, we will have all these assets ready to go to put up the display. And so we won't be waiting for them at the time. We will already have them ready to go and to be able to put them in place.
So tell us what's happening along the lines of where we are now with the museum and the property and give us a visual.
Well, we've been really blessed. So we have the building at 2110 North Street, which is the old Bank of America that was donated to us in honor of a D-Day veteran, Joe P. Gonzalez, and his daughter, Josette Gonzalez, donated that to us free of cost.
Angels.
But we probably have invested $150,000 of sweat equity into that building. And so it's a beautiful building. It's 5,000 square feet. You come into it, it's all decorated and has displays, but it's our business office. And so it's our business office with all these different displays. It's also an archive. All the upstairs is all the archive area. And so this is where we're storing the items, repairing, and it'll be ready to go for display. Then we just picked up a year and a half ago the old firehouse in Cottonwood. And so they approached us and said, this is going up for bid. Are you interested? And so we put a bid in it. We literally bought the old historic firehouse in Cottonwood.
Wow.
For $50,000. And that was 2 years ago. And so it
was.
Is that
brick? What kind of building
is it? No, it's a metal building.
Okay.
It was built in 1913. So it falls into our heritage portion because we're preserving this facility as a historical building.
Awesome.
And then we're utilizing it as our restoration facility. We have our military vehicles in there where we're repainting them, we're putting them all together, rebuilding those items. And then we use that for a hub also to put together all of our food for our Christmas and Thanksgiving events because it's large enough for us to be able to do that. And then recently we just purchased a little house next to it, which is originally the fire chief's house. And that's going to become the museum thrift shop there in Cottonwood. So because we haven't had the opportunity to have a lot of events, this will be a daily, weekly avenue for us to be able to have a profit center, for us to be able to get those items and resell them, and that will be constant. Hopefully, it will be a constant money flow for the museum. Might not be a lot, but it's better than nothing, and it adds up. Pennies add to dollars, and dollars add to hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And so, and that's how we have to approach everything, whether it's a small gift or a large gift, utilize it to our best capability. And so We literally have a compound of buildings in South County that we utilize for the museum every single day. And so one of the reasons also is by having these, instead of paying for storage, we're buying these facilities as we can afford them and making those rent payments. That becomes our facility. We own it outright. And so that allows us to store more items, to put together more things for the future. A museum's biggest expense or problem is storage for the museum. There's only so much you can put on display, and the rest has to be in storage so you can rotate it in and out.
Right.
And so we're starting to get all these things together so that when it happens, we'll empty these buildings and then we'll refill them again.
That's fantastic.
So things are coming together. We're working very hard. Our staff is working very hard, tirelessly at times. And it comes right back once again. All the things that we do come back into our community. So
that's just wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much, Rob Burrows. Any closing thoughts, Mike? We've got 30 seconds.
Yes, I do want to. This last week was the Veterans Week. I did the Veterans Parade with a little kid named Preston Sharp. Drove him.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to him. He's doing a great job. But think about being a hat angel. When you see one of these veterans wearing these World War II hats, make sure you say something. Buy them lunch. Do something. Be a hat angel today.
Oh, a hat angel. I love that.
Hat angel. Okay?
I've never heard that expression.
I'm going to let Preston run with that.
Well, you see these guys. Korean. World War II.
Very few World War II.
Yeah. Marine. Okay, we got to go. Take a break. Okay. Thanks so much. Coming back at the 8 o'clock hour, we've got our sheriff. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
It's expected to release its assessment of just how much the multi-trillion-dollar Biden Build Back Better proposal would cost. The White House has claimed it will cost nothing, saying it's fully paid for. However, some congressional lawmakers are skeptical of that claim, and apparently the CBO is as well. The president heads to Michigan this afternoon, highlighting electric vehicles and infrastructure.
After traveling to New Hampshire yesterday, the president goes to Detroit this afternoon for the next stop on a nationwide campaign to tout the just-signed infrastructure law. He'll pay a visit to GM's Factory Zero electric vehicle assembly plant and talk about how the trillion-dollar infrastructure package will help fund the building of EV charging stations across the country.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston is back to work this morning for jurors deliberating the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Day two of jury deliberations in the high-profile case that has turned the courthouse in Kenosha into a magnet for protesters. Planning on flying somewhere for Thanksgiving? If so, you're not alone.
We expect to be very close to the travel volumes that we saw pre-pandemic, so in 2019.
TSA Administrator David Pekoski on NBC's Today Show.
We are going to be staffed enough to handle the surge, and I expect to have no impact whatsoever with respect to the vaccine on throughput times going through the TSA screening checkpoints.
Construction of new homes dropping 0.7% in October, but a big jump in the number of building permits last month points to anticipation by builders that supply chain issues that have dogged them for much of the year will soon ease. On Wall Street, the Dow down 163 points. The Nasdaq is off 17. The S&P, 7 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
British police say the suspect who was killed in the Liverpool taxi explosion spent at least 6 months gathering components for a bomb and appears to have acted alone.
Russ Jackson, the head of counter-terrorism policing for North West England, says Emad Al-Swilmin had rented a property in the city in April and had been making relevant purchases for a device at least since then. Jackson adds investigators so far have not found any other people of concern. Detectives are also piecing together details of the dead man's life and say a relative told them he was born in Iraq. Authorities say he had applied for asylum in Britain in 2014, but was rejected. It's unclear what El Swielman's legal status was at the time of the bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And again on Wall Street, stocks in the red this hour. The Dow down 171 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Big Bankers Bank on big bonuses.
American banking giants have a tradition of negotiating bonuses based on their performances, and despite speed bumps caused by the coronavirus pandemic, observers see an increase in annual bonuses for bankers between 30 and 35% this year. One concern in the industry is that if a high-profile banker isn't happy with a bonus, that person may jump ship to a competitor. Ken Lorman reporting.
If you're behind the wheel of an Audi, that vehicle may be the subject of an upcoming recall. Volkswagen Group recalling more than 240,000 Audi vehicles in the U.S. and Canada. An electric cable problem can cause a computer to disable the passenger side airbag. The recall covers certain 2017 through 2020 Audi vehicles. Owners to be notified by mail starting on January 7th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to our 8 o'clock hour, our special edition here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. Does that sound unusual? Yes, it does. He is en route. And Mike Huber is our co-host this morning from Estate Granite. Mike, thank you for your service, a veteran-owned business. Hi, buddy.
I'm so excited that Carl and Ted are away.
Carl and Ted, because Mike Johnson is our guest, our sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
On assignment.
They're on assignment.
That doesn't fool me one bit.
They're not on assignment. They're reconning before, you know, doing some recon work before 14 other Northern California firearm instructors, of course, are scattered throughout Northern California. And they are going to be taking almost a five-day intensive pistol training. And I asked Mike, have you been there before? Because it's really an interesting property. I mean, it's out in Pahrump, outside of Vegas. Brilliant. And I know Carl and Ted have taken, this is probably about their fourth. This is the first time they have the whole group. They've gone before and they've taken, where the wind was so bad that they couldn't even complete the class, with one of their advanced rifle classes. And I just know that both of their fingers were bloody. And they were, you know, they're on their elbows, their knees. I mean, they're doing this stuff like slap to the ground. I mean, it's intense.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of difficult
assignment work.
Thanks for trying to make that sound like he's suffering.
Yeah. He's enjoying every moment of it.
So that's what they're doing. And
not a chance, Carl. I know you're listening. I'm not buying it.
All right. Okay. So they're en route. We wish them well, a safe journey. Mostly sunny today with a high of 66. It's currently 54 degrees. If you look outside, it's a beautiful day. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather each and every time we do give an update. And our good friend Pat Karch is at the helm being our producer today. Hi, Pat.
Good morning to you all.
Do you have, like, what the day of the week is?
What the day of the week is? I do have that right here.
Oh, it's my favorite.
And
oh,
so
you know
today
it?
Is Wednesday, November. That's not your favorite. How do you know that?
I'm going to guess. I thought you were playing the commercial.
No, there are four choices. I'm going to guess your favorite. Homemade bread day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, okay, baklava day. Take a hike day. Is that something the sheriff would probably...
Yeah.
That's something the sheriff tells people.
Mike.
There you go.
All right, well, those three, we can elaborate on that. I love it. If you ever had a really good baklava from... Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That stands alone in its own special category as far as like a major treat. So, yeah. Hey, okay, Pat, that's great. You know, and you can maybe get that other commercial, the one that Mike likes so much, maybe for our next entrance when we come in. All right. So, Mike.
Good morning.
Our sheriff.
Yes.
You look all bright and shiny and wonderful this morning. How are you?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm good. It's Wednesday. It's middle of the week.
It's middle of the week.
Yeah.
All right. So
things are good. Things are good. So, Linda, I wanted to start off by talking about CCWs, and so you led into that well with Carl being on assignment, because that's what it's all about, right? He's a CCW instructor,
right.
And
You gotta keep your game on.
Right. And I'm very pro Second Amendment. So last time I was on the show, we were talking about the CCW process at the sheriff's office, and several people run into snags about getting their renewals primarily, but CCW in general, because we switched over to a new system, Permitium system, which is trying to go mostly paperless. So here are some things I want the general public to know and Carl to know, because I promised him I would follow up
on
it.
All right, cool.
So what I found in looking at it over this last month, me and a couple of the staff members, is primarily the problem is with renewals. That is the biggest slowdown and delay in people getting a renewal. It can take them up to 90 to 120 days to get their renewal. What we found is that we are only processing and doing interviews for renewals 2 days a week, Monday and Tuesday, mostly due to staffing. We only have two guys working on CCWs. Now, when you talk about 12, 13,000 CCW permits, that's way understaffed and not going to cut it. Throw on top of that the new system, which, you know, whenever you do new software for anything, there's always problems. And,
well, let me say something and ask you. Sure. I'm going to interrupt here for a second, because if I'm not mistaken, when you get your CCW, that certificate is only good for 60 days. That is kind of an issue right there.
Sure, it is. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Unless you get it in the paperwork into...
You get it in before then, but you then to try to get an interview within that 60-day window, it's just not available, because we're only doing them, again, 2 days a week.
Right.
We only got two guys doing them, and really a lot of times it's one guy's doing paperwork, the other guy's the only guy doing the interview. So here's some solutions.
Okay. That's great.
First thing is you got to diagnose a problem, right? Which I think we have largely in.
The doctor is in the house.
Right. So we're going to start implementing solutions. And so I'll go right down the list. I made a little list to make sure not to forget. We're going to install another window or two in the lobby. And that's, like a service walk-up window. That way we can process more than one at a time, hold more than one interview at a time. And it takes a little
staffing
and reconstruction as well. So as far as the staffing part, I'm going to hire some volunteers and hire some extra help. So between the two of those avenues, I should get, hopefully another four people, and we can start doubling, tripling, quadrupling the amount that we're processing. And this little volunteer application that I have in my hand right here, Linda, you see the name on that?
Yes, I see.
That's why I'm trying to recruit
Carl. I wondered
Carl.
Why Carl gave me this envelope to give to Sheriff. And he goes, make sure Mike gets that today. And I don't know what's in it, but it says volunteer information.
Yep.
As if he doesn't have enough to do already.
Right.
But this is a passion.
Yeah, I know it's a passion.
It's a big passion for him. And you want to make sure that if you're teaching, this is also on the backside of it. It's like if you're in a show, you need to know about the production too.
Right.
You need to know what happens with sound and lights and who's producing and what that is. In order to have the best that you can be is to know all sides and to be current with it. So there you go.
Couldn't agree with you more. And, I also like it because, Carl's a big Second Amendment guy, and he preaches it all the time. So here he is, talking about CCWs and Second Amendment stuff, and he's stepping up to do his part to help. And I'm trying to step up and do my part, too, to get the process cleaner, easier, and better service for our citizens. So that together, we're kind of getting there. And so that the staffing part I told you about, we also are talking about going to open on Saturdays for a while and maybe do walk-ins. And that way people who are struggling with the new system or just don't have the time to go through the process but just want to walk in and try to take care of most of it all in one shot, we're going to try to do that to help get caught up as well.
I love that about Shasta County because, recently just kind of along the lines of what that feels like when you now have to go into a portal. In the dock, I can't stand it. Yeah. I want to talk to somebody.
Yep.
So what you're doing here is you're continuing on with this human contact with something that could possibly be a deadly weapon.
Yes, and Linda, there's you know, the other aspect of that is too, we're serving probably three different generations here. We're talking about for CCW permits, right? And people in the older generation are not used to the computer stuff, and they're just not as comfortable. Like you said, they like the face to face. I'm that guy too. I like the face to face. I'd rather spend the time and extra hour of doing it, than to go through
right.
So that's what we're trying
right.
to accommodate.
And if you feel like you're getting a solution
right.
rather than this iffy, and if you're dealing with any kind of firearm, you really want people to feel knowledgeable, secure, safe, and that they know the rules. That's the most important thing. And so thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So one last thing as far as the process goes. So we looked at the process overall and trying to streamline inefficiencies in that. Do we need to break and come back? Okay. So there are several things with that is, you know, little things like maybe not needing to do face-to-face interviews with everybody, maybe using Skype or Zoom or one of those right. avenues, maybe looking at the permit holder that is up for renewal. If there's no cause to have an interview, then why would we waste their time and our time and have that interview? Mm-hmm. So there's several things like that in the process too that we are looking at streamlining and making it easier overall as well. So Carl, we're working on it.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Bob on the line. Bob, hang out through the commercials. He has a question about CCW, and our guest this morning is our sheriff, Mike Johnson. And co-hosting this morning is the one and only Mike Hoover. You Thanks. Can see him in his orange ginger. Oh, my God, we'll talk about that later. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification.
follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hump day.
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
Mike!
Right on, Pat.
Mike. Johnson.
And you've got two of them here.
Yeah. Just to say, Mike and Johnson.
Carl.
You specifically requested that because you love it.
Every time I come on, it just makes me laugh every time I hear it.
And you know, there are a few listeners that said, that is just offensive. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. I there's certain things I'm not going to change, and that's one of them. So I don't know why, and I feel bad that you feel that way, but just turn the radio down for a second, and then just, okay, we're back now. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We are here. This is Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment. And I have the great Mike Huber with me from Estate Granite co-hosting this morning.
And we have a caller.
And we do have a caller. Mike Johnson, the sheriff, is our guest, and Bob. You have a question about CCW. Welcome to the show. What is your question?
I have a comment and a question. I just wanted to say that I like that intro, the Wednesday, what day it is. I like that. It's funny.
All right, Bob.
Anyway, I renewed my CCW. I handed my paperwork in on Thursday and Friday. It was approved. I just got to wait till December 17th to pick it up. But I thought it was pretty quick
Good
to
news.
Do that. And
all right, we must be making progress already, Bob.
Yep. Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a question. I have the real ID driver's license, not the fake one I've had for 50 years, but the new one. And I still have to have a bill from the power company showing my residence. I didn't quite understand that, but it's not a big deal, but I don't quite understand it, I guess.
You don't know, it's just the verification process, Bob, for showing, because we have, believe it or not, people that try to be living out of county or have moved and still want to get their permit at the same place, and it's just and that's really a state requirement, not necessarily our requirement. It's part of the new ID verification process for everybody. Not quite as cumbersome as trying to fly, but still, I know a little bit of inconvenience, but it is necessary.
Okay, well, doing a good job anyway, I guess. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, and I also it's good to hear that you had a relatively easy go at it comparatively, so that makes me happy.
Thanks, Great. Bob. Great.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. So before we took our last break, you know, Mike was talking about that sometimes things are taking about 120 days before you actually get your renewal, actually get into finally getting it all renewed. So, Bob, that was good news, and the fact that it was 24 hours before you knew that it was accepted, although you do have to wait to December. You also talked about, Mike, that you were going to be open on Saturdays for a while, and you were going to be adding a second and a third window. You have some other things that you want to add to the process that you have come on board and said, we are going to do these things to fix the system.
Yeah, well, probably the final thing, you know, I talked about evaluating the system as a whole and trying to weed out the little intricacies that are slowing down the process. And just for clarification, Linda, I don't want to make a promise that Saturday's an extra window is going to be anytime soon. Those are all ideas to fix
okay.
it. I think we probably will do those, but just don't want anybody out there saying you promised and now you're not, because they're all ideas.
Right.
But the final thing is we're going to put a kiosk in the lobby where You know, I told you about the new software system, Permidium, that we're using. So it's difficult for some people to walk through. And so if there'll be the option, if somebody needs help, they can come into the lobby. We'll send a staff member out from behind the lobby there and actually work with the person to help them enter it. And that's another way we're trying to make it easier and a little bit more, I guess, less painless to get your CCW done.
All right. Well, Mike Johnson, our sheriff, is on the line and in person here in the studio, but on the line we have the boys on their way. We have the one and only Carl Bott and Ted Lighty, Northern California firearm instructors, en route for their advanced pistol classes. Hey, guys.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Jeff.
For your tough assignment, en route for your tough assignment. She tried to make it sound like it was going to be this really tough deal for you guys. I'm not buying it.
It is absolutely grueling.
Okay, well, talk to us. Sheriff's been telling us, everybody, that what he's trying to do with the body of work as far as with getting your care, your CCW, and things that they're implementing in order to make the process easier.
Well, did you give the sheriff my volunteer package?
Oh, it's right here. He's already opened it.
I will be more than happy if I meet the strict requirements that you have to help with that.
Well, that's part of that's one of the bullet items on the solution, Carl, is bring in a couple of volunteers, couple extra help, and be able to quadruple the speed of the process. So I've got it in hand. She did not fail you. She gave it to me, and we'll bring it back and start processing it today.
You guys there? All right, so they'll probably have to call back. Like I said, they're driving over the mountains, and Who knows, the sound ended up. Too bad. Well, hopefully they'll call back. Anyway, so we have you here till 9 o'clock, and that's just really great. What else is happening? We're really focusing on the CCW, but what else is going on in the tenure for the sheriff?
Well, the two primary things I talked about last time too. Just want a real quick plug on those again. Staffing and marijuana are the two things are at the top of the list. So staffing is. We're finally starting to see a little bit of relief coming in. We've been pushing very hard on getting more deputies, more people in the jail, and support staff. Just pretty much across the board. It's a phenomenon that I think everybody, not just in government, not just in law enforcement, private business, everybody's trying to figure that out these days. So we got some hard working people out there pushing and trying to recruit, and going to be presenting before the Board of Supervisors a incentive plan for recruitment and retention, which will involve several different new ideas, and I don't want to be a spoiler alert with that right now, but it's more creativity to try to improve the situation at the Sheriff's Department. And Linda, everything we do, I mean, we're talking about CCWs, right? Everything we do revolves around you got to have the staff to do it. You can have all the ideas in the world. You can have all the programs in the world. If you don't have the staff to do it, then you're just not going to get it done.
Let's talk a little bit about marijuana, because I'm one that's confused. I don't know if our listeners are. And Mike, come on in here if you have a question as well, because I would like to take these next few minutes and then go into the 8:30 hour. We just saw an article about Orchard Supply turning into a major warehouse. I wasn't quite sure if I got all the super details about they're going to sell how to grow, and so it's obviously it's found all of its legalities to move forward.
Sure.
And around it-ish, would you happen to know, like, how many legal outlets do we have for marijuana at this particular point in Shasta County?
Yeah, I could not tell you that answer. I don't really know. And the reason I don't really know, Linda, is because they're legal. So we're the ones that are operating legally and within the law, we don't have time. Great.
Right.
Good for them. It's a business. And, you know, since it's become legal to grow, if you stay within the parameters and stuff, that's not something I'm concerned about. You fall within the law, you fall within the law. It's the illegal grows, and it's the trespass grows, and the people who are, you know, intimidating our communities and causing violence and environmental degradation and everything that comes with that. That's who we're after.
I remember when Bisenko used to come on and talk about some of their big raids and their and it was quite substantial. What are you experiencing? Is it just so out of control, or are there a lot of forest growths? What would you say the number one foreign, like cartelish? I mean, what are we seeing? What's the what do you want to say? Not an uptick, which Sheriff used to love to say a lot. What would you say is the number one problem?
The number one problem is I'm in administration and they don't ask me to go on the raids anymore. I'm kidding. So there's no particular, like, let's say cartels. People talk about cartel grows all the time. There are a lot of cartel grows out there, but even a lot of the bigger grows that we go to aren't cartel at all. They're just groups of people who, if you want to say conspiracy, really work with each other, coordinate. It's organized crime for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's different, it becomes cultural. There's different cultures that, will do these major grows. But the biggest problem as I see it is they're killing our resources. I mean, not only are they moving in and we get all the crime that's associated with it, but we're going to these grows where they just scrape the land. They fall trees. They poison all the wildlife. They tap illegal wells. They dam up the creeks, and
it ends up in the lake.
Yeah. And it's out of control, and it is wreaking real havoc. Now throw on top of that we got people running illegal operations, and we got guys running around in the beds of truck with semi-automatic AR-15s, and a lot of illegal aliens, and they're intimidating and going on to lands that aren't even theirs and planting these grows. It's gone unchecked for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, boy.
And we have some catching up to do.
All right. We're going to take a break on that note. When we come back, we've got Sheriff Johnson with us this morning. Mike Huber is sitting in, and this is Linda Bott. We'll be right back. Hey, by the way, they're going to be celebrating another year in business. That's Four Winds Jewelry. They're celebrating Christmas time is when they have their anniversary, located on Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Had the great pleasure of seeing the real Journey
in
Chicago.
Day.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. All right, so welcome back. We are very, very blessed this morning to have our sheriff with us this morning, Mike Johnson. Hey.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, and of course, sitting with me this morning, we just appreciate him so much. He, Mike from Estate Granite. You know, I really mean this every day when I say your live reads, is that, you know, that's a big deal when you hand somebody your keys and you're out of town and say, hey, you're welcome to come into my home. I trust you. And then you kept texting me. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? We were, I think it was my parents' anniversary and we were somewhere
guys,
on the coast.
You guys were on a cruise,
I think. And we were, I think we're on the coast.
Okay.
And so I was in, you know, like maybe 5 hours away, but I just, you know, I just trusted that you were going to have whatever you did was going to be great, and I would be happy with it. And it, I loved it that I just you took it and you ran, and it was great stuff. So
and
we're very
forget,
very happy.
Thank you, and don't forget to see the new Enjoy store. There are new countertops
there.
We did that in about 3 to 5 days with a concept. And
oh, you're so fantastic. And thank you for the table here, too, as well in the studio. This is just a beautiful piece of work that Mike did and put the metal on the end, on the bottom. It's really, greatly constructed.
I'd love to get out of here.
I know, really. So, Nick, we have a caller to ask something about marijuana.
That's right. Hey, Mike, you're the top law enforcement guy in the county, the sheriff's department. I'm wondering if a person living in the city limits of Reading who has a neighbor that grows marijuana illegally, that stinks up the whole neighborhood, is detrimental to all the neighbors' quality of life. When the marijuana's dried out, they have people coming in at all times of the night to buy. They speed, and they can't get any satisfaction from the city of Reading nor the RPD. Can they call you for help?
Well, that's a jurisdictional thing, and it is RPD's jurisdiction. I'd be happy to help, but I'm
Are you sure it's been reported right to RPD? Because they have a fantastic problem-oriented policing unit, which that sounds like would be right up their alley, and they would take care of that. I tell you what, if you want to give me that information offline here, I will meet up with Chief Schuler and make sure that he gets that information correctly, and I'm sure we can get it taken care of.
Thanks, Nick. Stay on the line. Give your information to Pat, our producer, okay?
Well, actually, that was just a hypothetical question, wondering if you could supersede the RPD and if you weren't satisfied.
So that was a trick question, was that?
I would, not do that. That's we work cooperatively together, and if it's in their jurisdiction, then I'm going to work with their department and their chief to get it done.
Thanks, Nick. It doesn't surprise me.
Well,
he, you know, it's like a 1-2, bam. You know, Nick, you're famous for it, so there you go.
Well, the answer doesn't change. I'm not going to go.
I like it.
And supersede that. Yeah. I would work with that department, no matter where that is.
Absolutely. Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Help the other person, but, you know. Okay, so what's next? Okay, we've talked about the marijuana, and then we talked about CCW, and then so what are some of the other things that are like today, for instance, on your agenda? And Mike?
Well, question for you. So a lot of these counties, LA in particular, they're going through all these mandates. You know, the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate, businesses closing down, they have to wear this. What's your stance on, you know, if we have a mandate, you have to, are you guys going to enforce that if there's some sort of a mask mandate in the future that we have to do closing down businesses?
Well, put it this way. When I was a chief in Anderson, you didn't see me enforce it there. I haven't enforced it, done any enforcement here. I don't have the resources to go and enforce mask mandates or, be the governor's call boy for those sorts of things, if you will. We're trying to protect the public. We've got plenty of other issues to deal with. That's what we're going to deal with.
I can't imagine living in L.A. right now.
I feel for those cities and those regions that are overreaching a little bit myself, but happy to live on the North Coast for that reason. Happy to live in Shasta County for those reasons.
Well, we brought up a good point earlier with that the CCWs per capita in Shasta County are one of the highest in the states.
Yes, indeed.
So I think that whatever you're doing to lead can lead to other counties, you know, for us, the CCW and that in whatever we were talking about, maybe going to a card or getting away from the paper type thing. But I think you're doing, a great job in being proactive and we like to hear that as a community.
Well, thanks. It's, again, you know, the Second Amendment means a lot to me, and I'm a hunter and a fisher and a gun advocate myself, so I believe in that. And even if I wasn't, I'm sure I'd probably still take the same stance because it's a constitutional right. So that's just what my job is, and I appreciate your comments.
So when it comes to going back into the marijuana grows, the illegal marijuana grows, it just saddens me. I mean, there was a picture recently Carl showed me of a cat with four ears, and my mind went automatically into what pool was he drinking out of, and it made me think about, you know, these weird things they're putting in the ground to help things grow that can have these adverse, terrible reactions to the wildlife, killing the wildlife, having deformities, etc. What can you do?
Well, we're starting. What we're doing is trying to take ground back is the way I kind of term it. So when we go and do these grows and rip them out and destroy all their infrastructure, I don't want to just simply move out and be gone and let them reset up in the same place they did last year. Our intention here is going to be to start partnering with the communities, the friendlies in the community that it's affecting. So, for instance, we go out to Merry Mountain and start tearing out grows there. We want to identify all the friendlies in the area as well while we're there, right? So they don't allow these people just to come back in and replant and set up, that we have a connection with them. So as they're coming back in, we hit them before they're even established again, so they don't. And then little by little, we can take over areas and take our areas back in the county and hopefully push them out to somewhere else. I mean, I don't want to necessarily push them on my neighboring counties because it's still California, but first and foremost, I'm here for Shasta and trying to take it back to Shasta. Yeah.
Well, it makes me think about, you know, the mom and pop farmer. And they're just, you know, law abiding. Let's just grow whatever we can grow. I'm talking about a garden.
Right.
Not a marijuana garden. Or maybe they are staying within the law of growing six plants or whatever is the, I don't even know what the legal amount
is. It's six.
Okay. So, and then they have over here, people have come in that are maybe really are a foreigner or illegals that have bought 50 acres and have completely annihilated the land in order to grow, and they're up against those guys.
Mm-hmm. And usually, Linda, they don't buy that land. Usually they lease it or they just find big enough land and go on and trespass and set up their grows anyways. And and you're right. And think about downstream from them, there's the cattle rancher or the agriculture below, and the stream's getting dammed up to, you know, water this marijuana garden. And, you know, just things are going unchecked like that, and it's horrible. When you talk about the pesticides, they set up these little doughboy pools and fill them full of pesticides, and they put them on a feed and drip system into the thing. There's just no control, and there are illegal substances. We've got problems with well companies coming up and getting paid cash to tap illegal wells, and it's just across the board. It's really going out of control.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see where we are on time. Richard, you're on live. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I know the sheriff's not the code enforcement side of this house, and I just tuned in, so maybe I missed. But is there any way the sheriff can very politely ask code enforcement to not cite and fine the landowners who did not foul their land? It was other people. Can we not cite and fine the landowners? That seems a little ludicrous. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have an answer for that?
I mean we're doing everything we can not to go after a landowner when those grows are on their property unknowingly.
Right.
So I don't know if that code enforcement side is for some other problems that are on the land or if they were for the marijuana, but I wouldn't think it was. We're aware of that. And I mean, Linda, if you owned 2,000 acres somewhere and we go and do a grow, part of the research that we do is we're going to find out who Linda Bott is and if she knows that the grow's there, and you'll be put on notice, right? And you'd be like, no, here, do what you need to do, go tear it out. So we're not going to turn around and make that your fault for doing it. If the year after, there's a grow in the same place.
So I wonder how long it takes, because I don't know this, that world. But if I, like, say, hypothetically had, like you're saying, 2,000 acres and then I leased it because that guy was going to go grow, you know, make, something. And, you know, I happened to be traveling around and I just knew that I got my payments on schedule, but I wasn't really on the property walking it. How long does it take to grow? Producing marijuana plants.
Yeah, there's two different avenues that the growers use. One's an outdoor grow, and they usually plant, in April and springtime, and then the harvest comes around in October.
Yeah, because I can always smell it when it's skunk time.
Yeah, and October's harvest, and by the end of October, that's done. Your outdoor grows are done. But the other avenue is they do indoor grows, and we call them hoop houses, and you'll see them. They look like greenhouses, but they're just PVC pipe with plastic over it. And they grow in those year round, and they get they can get three good grows, maybe four sometimes if they know what they're doing, out of those hoop houses. And those hoop houses, they're huge. They will extend from here to cross streets to the fire department, and just full of marijuana. And they'll run like four or five of them, all in different stages of growth. That way they have a continual harvest going on, and they're. Wow. When they do that, it's no different than when it's an outdoor grow as far as the degradation goes, because usually they scrape the land for those, put up these hoop houses, those pools and stuff that I was talking about, all feed these drip systems in here, and it's done illegally sometimes on Linda Bott's 2,000 acres where she doesn't even know about it.
And by the way, we have to take a break, and this is all hypothetical. I don't own 2,000 acres. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, you're going to get those calls.
Yeah.
Where's your 2,000?
I know. Did I lease a property? Rockin' me, baby. Keep on rockin' me, baby.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bikes every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
And welcome back to our final segment here. Mike Hooper is sitting in Carl's place today. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Linda.
From Estate Granite, doing great things for our community. And you just gifted from your driving, what would you call it? It's racing school?
No, it's Trinity Turn Club. It's a local autocross club here in town.
Autocross, that, okay.
Yeah, we do it down at Shasta Speedway in the fairgrounds. So we set up cones. You go around, and
right?
If you hit a cone, it's minus a second. So it's everything I do when you say racing, it's just time attack. I don't actually race other cars. Like, it's more of you get the fastest time.
And so you've sent a couple videos that I've watched where you can see the speed that you're going in the track, which is really fun.
Yeah.
There was one place that you recently, it wasn't Shasta, it was some place that looked like there was a lot of moss on the ground.
Oh, no, it was grass. Thunderhill. So that was, it was grass. So if you go off the course, you're in the grass.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that wasn't moss.
No.
I thought, oh, it just rained.
No,
don't
it's
worry.
Just a beautiful course down
oh,
the Willis.
Beautiful. Okay. So. All right. So that was, yeah, you got up there. You were some speeding going on there. Yeah.
What kind of cars?
Keep it on the track. I have a C7 Corvette. A grand sport. So it's a trainer. It's the car they make. You have to. That's how you train. Is you take this car, and if you can handle the horsepower, you can go to a higher horsepower.
Oh, nice.
So
fun, fun. And it's your passion, and it's great to see you.
I'm
excited about
man.
It. Yeah. God well, it's fun. You know, you love
does
it.
Your dog ride with you when you race?
Oh no, he can't not race, but he does go with me. And his head sticks out, and it's the funniest.
Isn't that great,
thing.
Mike?
That is great.
Yeah, they won't let me have a dog out there.
So Mike Johnson, our sheriff, is with us. Hey, how has it been so far for you sitting in the sheriff position?
It's good. I don't regret it one bit. I love the office of the sheriff's department, and I've discovered, man, they have really great people there, and they've been really good to me. So it's going good. Now, I'm not going to kid you. It's been a learning curve, and I've never ran a jail before, and never run a coroner's office. So those are my two biggest learning curves, but. As far as the overall job, yeah, I like it a lot. I'm having fun. Now, the other thing I was kidding with Carl about is kind of sacrificed my free time, I think, for the first year or two because there's definitely a lot to catch up on, a lot to do. But
a learning curve in some ways.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So, let's talk about the coroner's office for a minute.
Okay.
Do we have anything that's – I don't want to say – it's kind of weird when you think about trending with death, but – is there something that's trending, what you're seeing with the coroner's office as of late?
No, not anything I want to talk about at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's, I would identify anything as real trending. Been an uptick in business, if you will. We've been super busy at the coroner's office, and I don't know really the reason for that. There doesn't seem to be a primary cause, if that's what you're
okay.
That's what you're kind of
referring
to.
Well, I didn't know if it was going to be fentanyl. I didn't know if it was going to be suicide. I didn't know if it was going to. I don't know what I was expecting, but you know, sometimes in the past, I mean, I did thought it was interesting, and I was asked if I would like to come in and see an autopsy, and I just don't know if I can do it. I'd like to. I like the science aspect. My brother's a doctor.
Right.
We grew up insecting things,
mm-hmm.
but it's still it's fascinating to me on that level. However, I'm a very visual person, and I don't know what that would if that would affect me on a level that would be. I don't know. So, talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's different for sure, and some people can handle it, and some people can't, and even some of the really good investigators or cops that see a lot of death and ugly side of human lives don't do well in autopsies. And others, it doesn't bother them at all. They can look at it more. I think if you have that more scientific mind, you can learn to see it that way and not be bad. I'm one of those guys that I can go and do it, and it doesn't really bother me to watch them. But I'm telling you, I've seen some real real tough guys, if you will, that have been on the job a long time and that have been around a lot of death, and they just – it's not their thing. They can't handle
right,
it.
Right, right,
takes
right.
a special person, I'll
it
tell you for sure, to work
person.
In that office period.
Well, I mean, there just like I said, there's a niche. People – you know, we think about all the different things in life that, you know, being born and dying and in celebrations and all the different things – anyway, it sounds very morose or very gross, but it's real.
Yeah, the hardest part for the folks that work at the coroner's office is not really the autopsies and processing the bodies that they have to do. It's having to deal with the sorrow and sadness with the families that they have to notify and talk to and work with through the process, you know, because that's what they're dealing with on a daily basis is loss in these families and really good people, and it gets hard on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the really the harder part of that job.
So your job as sheriff, that's one of your departments. You oversee the coroner's office.
That's correct. Yes, the coroner's office is different in that the investigations and the all the business of the coroner's office reports directly to the sheriff. It's separate from the other sheriff's department dealing. So my investigative unit at the sheriff's department that investigates, you know, robberies and home invasions and stuff like that, they don't have anything to do with the coroner's office. The coroner's office is an entity in of itself, and those investigations are done separate from that because it has to remain autonomous. So that's the biggest difference about it.
Okay.
So, a man of many hats.
A man of many hats.
Right.
Yeah. And so what do you do to, in order to, we got 3 minutes left. This is a great closing comment, I would think, or share with her. What do you do to, in order for you to unplug and or, neutralize?
Yeah, I like my my three favorite hobbies: hunt, I fish, and I train dogs. So one of those three is what I do all the time. And,
I didn't know you're a canine guy.
Oh, I've been a canine guy all my life.
Oh my gosh!
I knew it when he came in.
Oh my gosh!
First thing he said, "Oh,
he
started."
He wanted to ask about your dog, Mike. Mike brought his pal.
My dad started me at the age of about probably 12 years old with learning how to train hunting dogs and sport dogs. And so I did that. As soon as I became a police officer, 4 years into it, I had a black Labrador retriever that was a drug dog. And then I had another one, a yellow lab later that was actually reverse. I had the yellow first, then the black was a drug dog. Then I ran the canine unit. And now that I'm kind of out of that, I'm still a huge dog lover, and I still have a trained duck and pheasant dog that I work all the time.
You gotta have one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. Because when we have our furry companions, they really do. I think for me, it helps me. We are now equine people, and it really does. There's something about being in that presence that is calming for me. It brings you right back into like the simplistic part of life. You know, it's like life and breath and simple being, just being. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. And a lot of crossover with dog training and horse training, by the way.
All right. I have to actually ask you about that. Another whole nother show. Mike Hoover, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Linda. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for your club and what you did for Rob Burrows and the Northern California Veterans Museum and donating the 3,500. All of the sponsors, thank you so much.
Well,
we appreciate
pleasure.
You and what you do with the state granite. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow I have Judy Maxwell co-hosting with me. We've got a great show ahead of us, and she's going to be talking a lot about what's going on with insurance, with all that stuff happens when you turn 65.